is tummy. You have a right to bring the Korban Pesach b'tumah. They go into the Beis Hamikdash. They have a right to eat the Korban Pesach at night, even though they're tummy. But the meat of the Korban, there's a right to have a right to eat it at night time. Now the shalom is the emurim, the fats that are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So b'chlal, you're not supposed to eat it. Like Rashi says, the emurim pesach, less Rashi, emurim pesach, for going kolayas, the kidneys, the yaseras hakovah, the lobes around the liver. That these are things that are called the emurim that you're supposed to burn on the Mizbeach. What's going to be if the tamei meisim eat it? Hazoy, they're tamei, eating kotshim, there should be a chiv karas. There's no heter for them to eat the emurim. So do we say ma, what's the locha? Me the ishtari tumas basar. Since the Torah gave them heter to eat the meat of the korban, even though they're tamei, I'll tell you ishtari nami tumas emurim, who didn't have a right to eat the emurim, even though they're tamei. So Rashi says, avad the real right to eat it, there's no right to eat it, because you never allowed to eat the emurim. Avad the emurim is supposed to be brought to Hashem, burnt on the Mizbeach. So what does it mean that they had to eat the emurim? So Rashi says, the top Rashi here, he's mal, mi mechayim mishum oichle kotshim atumme lo iloi. Ishtari nami tumas emurim. So lo mechayim bu mishum tumme. That's all. It doesn't mean really they have a right to do it. It just means if they do it, they won't have this lab. The yafagav the asiri mishum zaris. Even though they're a zari, nobody's allowed to eat emurim. For chozal yechel kodesh. That lab would apply. But I call upon them the din tumme. Now there's a new lab. Achutz when they're a zar, they're tumme. And a tumme digger person is allowed to eat the emurim. What about these people? They eat the emurim over the locha. Do we say since it's mutter the boss, it's mutter the emurim? Or duma maybe no. My the story, your story. The Torah only mutter them the meat. That's all. My the law, your story. But the emurim, there's no heter for. They have no right to eat the emurim. The part that's burnt on them is beach. They have no right to come near to touch to eat. Or my Rava says, Mister, let's see. Tumas emurim mehichis Rabbi. How do I know b'chlal there's a lav not to eat the new lav not to eat the emurim when you tumma? There's one last time any zar nobody's allowed to eat the emurim. But how do we know there's new lav when you tomei a special lav not to eat the emurim? Mitumas boser. We only learn it out from the lav not to eat boser when you tomei. You see the pasuk says asher l'ashem. Asher l'ashem with l'rabbis es emurim. That even the emurim also you're not allowed to eat. So the pasuk is talking about eating the meat. You're not allowed to eat the meat when you tomei, and the pasuk includes also the emurim. So actually mitumas boser the sin. Gabi Yoichel Boser, Betumas Aguf, Asher LaShem, L'Rabbis Es Emurim, V'yanefesh Ashatoichel Boser, Mezevach Ashtom, Asher LaShem, and it's Chazachiv, he is a verer for that. So in the same posting to say, not let eat the meat, the posting is marble, not let eat the Emurim. So then I dash like this, Kol Heichel, the Yisrael of Tumas Boser, anytime there's a law that a Tumadik person is not let eat the meat, there's a Chiv Chorus involved, I'll tell you, Yisrael of Tumas Emurim, there's also a Chiv Chorus, if when you're Tumay, you eat the Emurim. Of the Kol Heicha, the Lesla Tumas Boser, now on Erev Pesach, that the Tzibur robes Tzibur's Tameh, you have a right to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach. There's no is of eating the meat. I'll tell you who I did, Lesla Tumas Emurim. You don't have this new Chi of Chorus for the fact that you're Tameh eating the Emurim. You don't have this Chi of Chorus. So the Chi of Chorus of eating Emurim when you're a Tameh comes from the law of not to eat the meat when you're Tameh. Now here by the Korban Pesach, you have a right to eat the meat. Who are then, out this Isser, you have a right to eat the Emurim also. Because you can't eat the Emurim for another lav. You're not worse than anybody. It's like a Zar. It's not like the Emurim. The Emurim is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. That's only a regular lav, though. But here, there's a Chi of Chorus. If you're Tomei, and eat the Emurim. But that's only Nichla in the lav. If you're Tomei, you can't eat the meat. But here, by Pesach, you're allowed to eat the meat. Who are then, there's no Chi of Chorus if you eat the Emurim. Boyer Abzeva. Emurei Pesach Mitzrayim. Heichi Yakterino. When they brought the Pesach in Mitzrayim, the first Korban Pesach they brought, where did they burn the Emurim? Where did they burn it? That was the Shaila. Shrash Echiach Dirinu. Shloihuskab by Mizbeach. The Torah doesn't say that in Mitzrayim the Yidin had to have a Mizbeach. So where did they burn the Emurim of their Korban Pesach? Omlai Abayo, Oman Leimalon, Shloi Shaviski, Ovid. How do you know they didn't just roast it? And Rashi says Shaviski means Bostas Kli Bishvud. Maybe they just took it and roasted it, like you're asking Mikasha. Where did they burn a mashmud, a special mitzvah to burn it on the Mizbeach? Who said so? Maybe Enich Nami. They just put it on the shvud on the spit, and they burnt it like a regular tzliyesh. V'yoid, Hotoni Rab Yosef, Gimel Mizbechoy Soyushom. You should know, there were three Mizbeachs over there, Rashi says. Lahazoyes Adam. Avolak Torah say, Muriam Loheyesham Mizbeach. It's true. The Torah does not mention a word about the Mizbeach, negate to burning the fats, the burning the Emurim of the Korban Pesach. The Torah says like three Mizbeach, negate to Zrikas Adam. there was the Indian to spritz the dam of the korban on three different places. That's doima to a mizbeach. Al hamashkif, al biastei amzuzes, on the doorpost on top and the two sides of the post. That's where you're supposed to spritz the dam. So three places on the top of the doorpost and the two sides of the doorpost. That's where you have to spritz the zrikas adam. V'su mil yachvin lehevi. But there's no other mitzvah where to burn it. So there was no inyan of a mizbeach to be burnt the emurim of the Pesach Sheni, of the Pesach Mitzrayim. They could burn it wherever they want. Enochanami. Yeah, the Mishnah of Tzadik Vov. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Durs. Yeah, again, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Durs. What's the difference between the Korban Pesach that was brought to Mitzrayim, the first Korban Pesach, for the Alochis of the Durs that we have to do in our generations, the Durs? Is Pesach Mitzrayim by the Alocha by Mitzrayim was Mikchoy Mibeser. They had to buy the Korban on the 10th day of Nisan. A special mitzvah then, we'll soon see the Pasuk says they have to buy it on the 10th day of Nisan. V'toyin hazor ba'agudas ezov. Also, there's a special mitzvah then, b'shasta after the shchitas of the Korban Pesach, with the dam, they had to dip inside the dam with the aguzas ezov, a type of a growth of a branch it was, that they dipped into the blood. V'al ha'mashkuf v'yashtei ha'mezuzas. Like the Pasuk says, there's a special mitzvah then, they should take the blood and put it on the top of the doorpost and the two sides of the doorpost. The Yashtei HaMezuzah, the two sides of the doorpost. A special mitzvah. Like the Gemara before said, that was like a mizbeach, those three places. The top of the doorpost and the two sides, that's where the Zrikas Adam had to go on. V'ne'achal b'chipozen. And by Pesach Mitzrayim, there's a special mitzvah to eat the korban fast. Ne'achal b'chipozen. And Balai Lechet, only one night. Or Pesach Duras, no Yakol Shiva. Mashenkin Pesach that we bring the Duras that we have after Pesach Mitzrayim Mishasta, based on Migdash, that was no Yakol, or even afterwards, next year ready, was no Yakol Shiva. For 7 days, they had halachas of Hilchas Pesach. We'll see in the Gemara which halacha does it mean. The Korban, of course, is still only one day. So we'll see in the Gemara what it means that the Pesach Duras has 7 days to it. So Rashi says, Mikhoi Mebeser, Oimer Zeh Loshen Pesach, Oimer Zeh Loshen Pesach. When you buy it the 10th day of Nisan, you have to buy it and say, this should be for the Korban Pesach. The Pesach says, B'yesa L'chodesh Hazeh. V'toy Nazor De'goy De'seizo, V'dasin Olay Alech M'fosh B'gemorin. So the Gemara, Minolon, how do we know this? That what, that on Pesach Mitzrayim, they had to buy the Korban on the 10th day of Nisan. How do they know this? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Dabru el kol adas Yisrael, leimor, v'yesa l'achodesh hazeh, v'yichu. It says, the 10th day of this month, so diik is l'achodesh hazeh, this month is v'yichu. There's a special mitzvah, v'yichu lehem ish sel v'yis ovois sel abois. So diik is, it says, v'yesa l'achodesh hazeh, in this month, has by Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the time of Mitzrayim, that year, there was a mitzvah to buy it the 10th day of Nisan. So Idashin, Ze Mekcha Bebeser, that year they had to buy the korban on the 10th day of Nisan. V'yein Pesach Duras Mekcha Bebeser, Mashenken L'Duras, after that year, from then on, whenever the Klai Yisrael brings the korban Pesach, there's no mitzvah, you have to buy the korban by the 10th day of Nisan. That doesn't apply. Like Rashi, no Rashi. For the Mo'elu Mayatim, this is true, that you're making such a drush when the Pasuk says, L'achod be'esol l'achodish hazeh. When the Pasuk says hazeh, it means only right now in Pesach Mitzrayim they had these halachis. But l'durus, you don't have these halachis. Abazoy, the next Pasuk later, the Pasuk in the Pasha says, V'hoyo lochem l'mishmeres ad arba osor yoyim l'achodish hazeh. It says, after they bought the korban on the 10th day of Nisan, they had to hold it for 4 days, and they had to watch it until the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, and that's when they made the Shechita. Now from this halacha we learn out that every korban you have to have a bikur, you have to check it out 4 days before you want to use it. You have to make sure there's no mum on the korban. There's a halacha by every korban, any time you bring a korban, 4 days before it's brought, you have to check out the korban to make sure there's no mum. So, Frechti Gemara, Hochinami, here also you want to tell me, Ze Toyin Dikr Dalad Yomim, Kodim Shchita. It says also in this pasuk, it says, "V'hoyu lechem lemishmeres ad arba asayim lachodesh hazeh." Hazeh will be mashma only that year, only the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's such halacha. You have to watch the korban 4 days before it's brought. Other the ein achar toyin biker, but no other korban or doros would have this halacha that you have to check out the korban 4 days before it's brought. Like Rashi says, lemishmeres. Bikur shelo yehei beimum mevakru noisa kol arbo. 4 days before you bring a korban, it has to be checked out to make sure there's no mum on the korban. Uchsiv hazeh. Here the pasuk says hazeh. Smash only that year. His hochinam. You want to tell me here also the mamayte pesach deris v'chol shar karbonis that no other korban and the rest of the korban pesach do not have to be checked out 4 days before. For at the Gemara about Tanya, we learned this brought down in Megillas Tainis. That Ben Bag Bag Oimer, Minayin Litomid Shetoyin Biker Dalad Yomin, Koydim Shchita. How do we know every day when you bring the Korban Atomid, Zay Soshach Azasha Ben Aboyim, it has to be checked out 4 days before it's brought, the Bezdin has to check it out to make sure there's no mum. How do we know this halachim? Shenema, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Tishmeru Lahakriv Libimoyadai. You should watch the Korban Atomid, to bring it at the right time every day. That's what it says there. It says the word Tishmeru. Olahalin u'mo'imer, and by Korban Pesach, the pasuk says, "V'hoyo lachem lemishmeres ad arba osar." So we learn Darshim by Korban Pesach. The Torah says in Pesach Mitzrayim, you should watch your Korban for 4 days, from the 10th day of Nisan up until Yudal Nisan. There's a mitzvah shmirah, watch the Korban, which means check it out to make sure it has no mum. So Malahalin, just like over there by Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, Toyin Bikur Dalad Yomim, you have to check out your Korban 4 days, Koydem Shchita, before you shech the Korban to bring it for Korban, it has to be checked out 4 days in advance, is Afkan. Here also, the mitzvah of Doris to bring a Korban Atomid every single day has the same aloha, Toyin Bikur Dalad Yomim. It has to be checked out 4 days in advance. That's the pasuk Tishmeru LaHakriv Li. We learn it out from the pasuk of V'hoyu lechem lemishmeres from Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim. You have to watch it out 4 days beforehand. So you see the pasuk of V'hoyu lechem lemishmeres ad arba asar yom lachodesh hazeh. Even though it says the word hazeh, it doesn't only mean that year by Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, but you can learn out from here. So Mari says Shani Hosam Dechsev Tishmeru. I tell you, no, there's no kasha. Here, by the Korban HaTomid, the Pasuk says clearly Tishmeru. So it's not the Pshat, we're learning it out from Pesach Mitzrayim. We're just learning out what does the word Tishmeru mean. As the Torah says clearly, by Korban HaTomid, there's a mitzvah of Tishmeru. You have to watch the Korban HaTomid. Now, what does this word mean? So we're learning it out that the word Tishmeru here means, just like it says by Pesach Mitzrayim, V'hoyu lechem lemishmeres, which means it has to be watched 4 days. Here also the Torah means it has to be watched 4 days. But we're not really learning it out from Pesach Mitzrayim. Like there's no kashim. Pesach Mitzrayim, Taka says, hazer, only that year had to be watched. But other, I'll tell you, other Pesachs, from then on, does not have to be watched 4 days in advance. Why does the Korban HaTomid have to be watched? Because there's a special Zeras HaKosef Tishmeru that's telling us we have to watch it. Now, what does the word Tishmeru mean? Now we learn out the explanation of the word means you have to watch it 4 days in advance, like by Pesach Mitzrayim. But good, so here wouldn't be a kasha. Shani Yostim is still Tishmeru. Or Fratik Gemara, though, but the Braisa goes on and says, O Pesach Deris Nami. How do I know that Pesach Deris also, it has to be watched 4 days in advance? You have to check out your Korban. Hoksiv, the Pesach says, V'yavadatoy asavoydah hazois b'achodesh hazeh. Now this already is going on the next parsha, not on Pesach Mitzrayim, but the Torah is saying the tzivui, what you have to do from now on. Even after Pesach Mitzrayim, there's a tzivui every year on Pesach to bring the Korban Pesach. And here the pasuk says, V'yavadeto esu avoida hazois, b'chodesh hazem. You should do this avoida that you just had to do on Pesach Mitzrayim, you should do it every year also. What does that mean? She'yiyo kol avoidas chodesh hazeh kozeh. And like the next year, all the avoidus, any work you have to do for the Korban Pesach of the next year is the same way we did it by Pesach Mitzrayim. So therefore we're learning out, just like by Pesach Mitzrayim, it had to be watched 4 days in advance, who adin Pesach Lederis also has to be watched out 4 days in advance.
Rashi yeshe kol avoidois shachodesh hazeh kezeh kopis chay doyres hukshu zeh lezeh. Any Korban Pesach you bring from now on, you learn it out from the first Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim. O mi linyan nekhoi mi beser. But that by Pesach was framed, there was a special mitzvah to buy the Korban on Eser, on the 10th day of Nisan. That's a mayit miyazir. That's a good meat. Only has there, only that year you had to bought it, you buy it the 10th day. Mashenken, from then on, you don't have to. Vai has there the gabi bikur, dorata lemusa critical forest for yosem. I, by the posseg of bikur, it also says, voyeluchem lemishmeras adar bosayim lachodish has there. So why don't we say has there means only that year and not from then on? We'll soon see what we do with the word has there. But so far, what we're saying is really, we do learn out from Pesach Mitzrayim, the halachis apply to the later psachim that are brought. Only this first din of Yikrum, that we say you have to buy it on the 10th day, here we dash and hazeh means only that year, and from then on not. For the Gemara, Elohu hazeh, lemute, Elohu hazeh, what do we do with the word hazeh? Is lemute Pesach Sheni de Kavosei. That was saying that by Bikur, when the Pesach says, Voyu lechem lemishmeris, you should watch it for 4 days, it says, the lachodesh hazeh. So the question is, what do you mean only that year? We're just learning out now that all the Pesachim have that halacha. You have to watch it 4 days in advance. So why does the Torah say, hachodesh hazeh, mashma only that year and not further? So we're saying, true, there's a miyat and a ribui. We're learning out to all other Pesachim from the next Pesach of, v'yavada tes avoyda hazois. All the avoda that was done, the Pesach Mitzrayim, you have to do further on. What does the Pesach say, Hazem? That's the Mamayit, Pesach Sheni, you do not have to check it out 4 days in advance. It means, Lamayit, Pesach Sheni de Kavosei. It's just like Pesach Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, Lamutei Pesach Sheni, mi bikir abo yomim. Whoever brings a Pesach Sheni, whoever was Tomei, or could not bring a Pesach Rishon, that the locher is on your dalad ear, you have to bring your Pesach Sheni, that Pesach Sheni Lederis does not have to be checked out 4 days in advance. You can just check it out right before and bring it. Why do we memayit a Pesach Sheni only? So drashi de kavosim. Teheve yoim echod kumoi Pesach Mitzrayim. Because just like Pesach Mitzrayim, the whole yontif, the whole korban was only 1 day. After that, there was no yontif of Pesach that first year. The Pesach first started 7 days the next year. Now in Pesach Mitzrayim there's a miyat to say that you have to watch it for 4 days, it says l'chodesh hazeh, only this year and nothing else. So what do we say nothing else? Something that's like Pesach Mitzrayim that only has 1 day to it. Which other Korban Pesach has only 1 day? Pesach Sheni. V'yazeh degabi mikhoi mi beser akochach lemutei Pesach deres osa dinu lemutei shen lo yitzrach to amayit mahai hazeh. The Gavi Bikram, Amai the Bikram, Rabbi Yomim, the Mechel Yeskavayim Mishtoi. I mean, Pesach Sheni, you don't have to check it out 4 days in advance. So if you don't even have to check it out, Pshit, you don't have to buy the korban 4 days in advance. So then it's like this. The halacha that it says by Pesach Mitzrayim, you have to check it out 4 days in advance. That's common, it says, Hazeh only Pesach Mitzrayim, and not every Pesach Sheni, which is also only 1 day. So Pesach Mitzrayim was 1 day, it had to be checked out 4 days in advance. Pesach Sheni, even though it's also only 1 day, you do not have to check it out in advance. Mashenk in the first halacha that says by Pesach Mitzrayim, you had to buy the korban on the 10th day of Nisan, and that it also says l'chodesh hazeh. So what does l'chodesh hazeh mean? It can't mean only this year and not Pesach Sheni, because maduch Pesach Sheni does not have to be checked out 4 days in advance. Pshiti, you do not have to buy it 4 days in advance. So the svar is now, Le Pesach Deris, when you bring every time on Yudala Nisan, when you bring a Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach does have to be checked out 4 days in advance. So even though you have to check it out, but you don't have to buy it 4 days in advance. You can take and say any behemoth you want, go to check it out now 4 days in advance to make sure it has no mum, but you don't have to say I'm buying it on Miyachah, this Korban, for the Korban Pesach. On Erev Pesach, you have a right now to take this korban and sell it to somebody else for korban, or buy your korban right now. Like we have two dinim. It has to be checked out 4 days in advance to make sure there's no mum. But there's new din, you have to buy it. L'shem Korban Pesach, that mitzvah was only l'chodesh hazeh and Pesach Mitzrayim, and not l'deris. L'deris, there's no mitzvah, you have to buy the korban, attend a Yud Nisan. So Morella Mayata, if you can say these drushes again, that Hazir means only that year and nothing further, Ella Mayata Dechiv. The Pesach says here by Pesach Mitzrayim, the Ochlu es Habosa Balaylo Hazir. No, so you're supposed to eat the meat. When do you eat the meat of Korban Pesach? That night. But it says Halaylo Hazir, that night. So you want to tell me Yochanan here also, Dizeh Nacha Balaylo, V'yein Achar Nacha Balaylo? You want to tell me only by the Pesach Mitzrayim, that year, the mitzvah was to eat the meat that night. But you want to tell me the Duras, there's no mitzvah to eat it that night? You can eat it in the daytime also, or eat it another time. Is that true? We know, of course, every year you only eat the Korban Balaylo. And the Gemara answers, Oh, Makro, but the Pesach says again, V'yavadato es Havoida. Now all the Avoida that you have to do for the next years, for the Pesachim, we learn out from the mitzvah of the first year. So just like by the first year, the Pesach says you have to eat the meat. Also, you have to eat it at night time. So once you tell me, adds on of Lederis also, so why did the Pesach say the word Hazeh here? Why did it say, what do you need the word Hazeh for? It just should have said, V'yochlu es habosa balayla. The meat of the Korban Pesach is supposed to be by night time. Why does it say Haleh, Hazeh? And for the Gemara, Likre Reb Lezer ben Azayev Reb Kiva. Now, come to tell me that Drosha, the Gemara in Brochas Dashins, that we don't know until how long in that night can you eat the Korban Pesach. Reb Kiva's Shitter is, you can only eat it until Chatzos. After Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. How does he know it? So Rashi said in Perakam with the Brochas, Nemakan Balaylo Hazeh. Here it said the word, by eating the meat, you can eat it Balaylo Hazeh. For Nemalahalam by Makas Becharis, it says, For Yovarti Vyarat Mitzrayim Balaylo Hazeh. Hashem went through Mitzrayim to kill out the Becharim that night, and when did Hashem kill them out? Bechatzos Halaylo. That's why Mekiva Shita, you're only allowed to eat the Korban Pesach up until Chatzos. That's why the minigam of Makbet, the Shrine Eat the Afikoimim, before Chatzos, by Pesach by night, that's the current Rebbe Kiva Shita. Rebbe Lezer ben Azayin Rebbe Kiva. That they hold the Korban of Pesach also, you can only eat up until Chatzos Halaylo. How do we know that from? Because the Pesach says, Balaylo Hazeh, and we learn out the word here, Hazeh, from Makas Becharis also said Hazeh, means up until Chatzos. So that's why it says the word Hazeh here. But really, we learn it out Lederis, the mitzvah when to eat the Korban is Balaylo. If so, again, that usually the word Hazeh means only that year and not further on. The Pesach says also in Pesach Mitzrayim, V'chol Orol lo yoichol boy. It says any Orol, a person doesn't have a bris mila, is not allowed to eat from the carbon. It says V'chol Orol lo yoichol boy. So the word boy means only here, this carbon, not. So you want to tell me, Hochinami, the boy any oichol. It's only an Orol, a person doesn't have a bris mila, can't eat that year, Pesach Mitzrayim, can't eat from the carbon Pesach. But you want to tell me from the next Pesachim that are brought, a normal could eat from it? And we know not like that. Have the Gemara know, or Makro again, the Pesach says, that all the Avoida that's done from now on the Korban Pesach, we learn now from Pesach Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah say here, what do I need the word boy for? Joshua said, what do I have to have the word boy for? So Maureen says, is boy ein oichol avul oichol b'matzah moro? Come to teach you in Oral, has the mitzvah to eat matzah moro b'leil Pesach? Yes, I would think that whoever has to eat the korban has to eat matzah moro, but an Oral that can't eat the korban does not have the mitzvah, kamashmala no. Boy, only in the korban Pesach is an Oral potter for meeting, but to eat matzah moro he has a chiyuv to eat it on leil Pesach. The Morel Mayat, if you still want to make these drushes, the Pesach says, kol ben necher lo yoichol boy. Anybody that's a ben necher pasha means he has some rashi shenis nakru maisel lovish b'shemayim, like an apikurus. A person doesn't listen to Hashem, he goes k'neged Hashem. That's called a ben necher. He's a yid, he's a yisrael, but he's not apikurus. He went away from the das yisrael. Is the pasuk says lo yoichol boy? He also can't eat from the korban pesach. If you want to tell me hochinami the boy, the pasuk says lo yoichol boy. Is the boy ain't oichel? He can't eat from Pesach Mitzrayim. Avol oichel le Pesach l'doris. But from the next years on, when the Klai Yisrael brings the Korban Pesach, maybe a ben oichel could eat from it. And we know he's not allowed to eat l'doris. Now the Gemara again, on Makro, the Pesach says, V'yavara teres avoida. No, all the avoida, all the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach from now on, we learn not to Pesach Mitzrayim. So ela boy lomeli. Why does the Pasuk say then, Kol Benechal Yechal Boy? It just should have said, Kol Benechal Yechal. Why does it have to say the word Boy for? We're learning it out now, Ladurus, that a Benechal can't eat. So why does it have to say it over again here, special for? Here, Kol Benechal Yechal Boy? And for the Gemara, we're dashing Ela Lomeli Boy Himarto Das Poiselis. Vienna Marto Das Poiselis Petruma. So what's the Benechal? Really, he's the Yisrael. Just he went away, he's not because now, he's a mummer. He's not listening to the Torah. So that you don't listen to the Torah only patters you that you can't eat from a Korban Pesach. V'yein ha-moras das peselos petruma. But let's say you're a Kohen, even though you're a mummer, you're doing the Averis, you still have a Shem Kohen, and you still not eat truma. That's what the Torah says, v'chol b'necho l'yoich ha-boy, it's only a meat in Korban Pesach he can't eat. But a truma he could eat, he still has a din Kohen on him, he still not eat truma. The more of Yitzchak lemichtav or of Yitzchak lemichtav benecher. The Torah here by Korban Pesach has to say both of these two people are not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. If you're an Oral, you don't have a bris mila, or else you're a mumma, you're a benecher. The cost of Rachamon Oral Torah would have just said a person does not have a bris mila. He cannot eat from the Korban Pesach mishum demoyis. Lamayis said that person is a meis person, doesn't look nice in the eyes of Hashem. A person that still has the Oral on him, he's a moistic person. So that's why Hashem does not want you to eat from the Korban Pesach. But you serve the Korban Pesach here, the FTCS Mitzrayim, that's the Kabbalah's Omar HaShemayim. This is the first Avodah we're doing to Hashem. You have to be someone that's nice to do the Avodah. If you're an Oral, you're not a nice person, you're meish, you don't look nice in the eyes of Hashem, Hashem doesn't want you to bring the Korban. Avo ben Echer, but a person that has a bris mila, just that he's a mummer, he does all the Averis, or he does say the Mechal Shabbos, is Loimoyis. The Maisa looking at him is goof, doesn't look meis. Is Ema Loi? Maybe I would think he doesn't have a Ptur. He has to bring a Korban Pesach. Itzrach. That's why I need the Pasuk to say no. Kol Ben Echer. Whoever is a Mumur also cannot bring a Korban Pesach. V'yashmin Ben Echer. Third, would have just said a Ben Echer can't bring it. I'll tell you, Mishum, the Enlibo L'Shemayim. His heart is not with Hashem. He's not in Shemayim. And the whole you said the Korban Pesach was Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim. So if you're not a Ben Elibo L'Shemayim, not doing the mitzvahs, the term you can't bring a Korban Pesach. Abul Orul. Mashenka, a person that doesn't have bris mila, the libel shemayim, he means well, he's doing all the mitzvahs. Just that he didn't do the bris mila because his brothers died b'shas mila, so he didn't have to have his bris mila up until now. So he's not called a mumur. So maybe he could bring a korban pesach. Kamashvla, no. Since this person in the oral doesn't have a bris mila, he's still meis, he can't have a korban brought. Tzrich. So the more, I'm a lot tzrich. Elo meyata fret gemara toisha v'sochir. The Tosfos says here also by Korban Pesach, or Toisha V'Socher can't eat from the Korban Pesach. It's a question, what does Toisha V'Socher mean? Rashi learns here, Toisha means the Ger Toisha. He's not Misha Goy, he wasn't his guy in the Garmi, he's only a Ger Toisha, he can't eat. V'Socher Rashi is also Zer Nochri, it's also a Goy. So the question is, why do you need a Numis from a Goy? He's an Oral, he doesn't have a Bris Mila. So Rashi says, we're talking about that he had a Bris Mila. If you have a Goy that has a Bris Mila, still the Pasuk says, Lo Yoicha Boy. He can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Fred the Gemara, is Hachinami, you want to tell me, Pasuk says, Boy, the Boy who ain't Oichel, he only can't eat in the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim. Abel Oichel of a Pesach Duris? Maybe after Pesach Mitzrayim, the Duris, later generations, when they brought the Korban Pesach, maybe a Goy or a Ger Toshav, also type of a Goy, he could also eat from the Korban Pesach. Or Makrono, that's the next post that says, V'yavara teres avoidah, that all the avoidahs that apply to Pesach Lederis, we learn out to Pesach Mitzrayim. Sif so yele boy lomeli, so why does the Pesach say, Toshav Asach l'yechel boy? Why does it have to say the word boy for? It just should have said, Toshav Asach l'yechel, that's enough. Why does it say the word boy for? And the Gemara, so the shal is vigorous here or not. Rashi Taka says we shouldn't be vigorous this part. It doesn't make too much sense. What's the more steris here? Elomuli is boy hamarta das poiselis. By a goy, since he's hamorazah, since he's a mumor, here the terrorist said he's possum. Vien hamoraz das poiselis petruma. But by truma doesn't passel. So Rashi takes this gear sound. Because if we're talking about a goy, what does a goy have to do with truma? A goy can't eat truma anyway. Who can eat truma? Only a kohen. So this part of the Gemara Rashi says he shouldn't be gers. But elo meyata, if he's still again, we want to make this first drasha we had, that HaChodesh HaZeh means only this year in Pesach Mitzrayim you have the halachis, that you have to buy the Korban the tenth of Nisan. But not Lederis, Elo Meyata. The Pasuk says, O Mal Ta'oisai Oz Yoicha Boy. Pot says if you have children, you have an Eved, and you didn't give them a bris mila yet, the Odin, the master, is not allowed to korban Pesach. Until first he makes a meal on them. If you have an Eved that you own, if he doesn't have a bris mila, the Odin, the master, can't eat the korban Pesach. His Hachinam here also, you want to tell me, the boy, it says Lashin, Oz Yoichal boy. What is the extra word boy? The boy ain't Oichal. Only Pesach Mitzrayim he can't eat. Aval Oichal Pesach Doris. But from then on, maybe he could eat. And we know not like that. And the more again, Omakro, the Pesach says, V'yobara to us Avoida Zois. That now all the Avoida of the Pesach Doris will now for Pesach Mitzrayim. Again, Ela boy Lomali. So why does the Torah say here again, Omal Toysi, Oz Yoichal boy? Why does it say the word boy for him? V'dashin boy, Milas Chorav Avodiv Makevis. Only here by Korban Pesach. If you own an Eved, and the Eved doesn't have a bris mila yet, then even the Odin, the master, is not allowed to Korban Pesach. V'ein milas zechorav yavodav makevas betruma. But let's say you're a Kayin, and you own an Eved, even though the Eved does not have a bris mila yet, the Odin, the master, the Kayin, is allowed to eat truma. This halacha, that if your avodim don't have a bris mila, it gives you a din like an oral, that's only a din by Korban Pesach. But by truma, for a kohen, you don't have this halacha. A kohen is allowed to eat the truma, even though his avodim don't have a bris mila yet. For the Moriela Mayata, again, they make these drushes, the chsiv yetzem lo yishpru voy. Now the Korban Pesach here, by Pesach Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to break the bones of this Korban. Is Hachinam, you want to tell me, the boya in the shreva, only from Korban Pesach Mitzrayim you can't break the bones. Avo shreva Pesach deris. But from generations later, you are allowed to break the bones. And we know not like that. On Makro, the Pesach says again, B'yavaratom, that you learn out all the avoidas for the future generations from Pesach Mitzrayim. Or B'zoyel boy lomeli, what do I need this word again, boy for? Just should have said, V'yetzim l'yishperu. What do I have to say, boy for? Have the Gemara, boy means b'kosher, v'lay b'posel. Only a special korban is allowed not to break the bones. Only if the korban is kosher. But let's say the korban becomes posel, then there's no halacha you're allowed to break the bone. There's no issa breaking the bone of a posel korban pesach. That's why it says etzem liyishpru boy. Boy means only if the korban is kosher. The me'ela me'yata again. If so, the chsiv al toichli mimenu no. You're not let al toichli mimenu no. You're not let eat from this korban from Pesach Mitzrayim if it's not well done. If it's halfway done, you're not let eat it. So I'll tell you, mimenu, iyatoichum. Only this year, Pesach Mitzrayim, there's such a locha, you can't eat half well done. Avolat oichum no be Pesach Duris, but maybe the Duris for next generations, even if the meat is only halfway done, maybe you are allowed to eat it. Or Makru again, the Pesach says, no, be avadatum. We learn out all the avoidance of Pesach Duris, we learn out from Pesach Mitzrayim. Abuzoi ele mimenu lomeli, what do I need the word to say mimenu for? Just should have said, altoichlo no. You're not allowed to eat the korban if it's halfway done. And the Gemara look at the Rabba Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rashi, they learns out the Perakorum, Nema Mimenu bePesach, Venema Mimenu bMeiser. Ma Laharan Oral also bePesach, and Avkan Oral also bMeiser. He's there learned out Alochem that an Oral is not allowed to eat the Meiser Sheni. How do I know that from? From a Hekish, or from a Gzeira Shava. There's an extra word, Mimenu, that says here, Atochle Mimenu no. The word Mimenu is Takas extra. So I learn out from here to learn out Hilchas Maisi Sheni from Korban Pesach. To tell me, just like an oral, a person doesn't have a bris mila, cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, who adin is not allowed to eat Maisi Sheni. Vaitavanecho bichipozin. The Mishnah says only Pesach Mitzrayim was a mitzvah to eat it fast, but not le Pesach the Durs. The Durs we don't have to eat it fast. Minolon, how do we know this? The Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, V'yachaltim oisar bichipozin. Is oisoi nechel bichpozen that korban? The korban of Pesach Mitzrayim you have to eat fast. V'yein achar nechel bichpozen. But from then on, there's no mitzvah to eat the korban fast. You can eat it nice and slow. As slow as you want, you can eat it. It was only a din bichpozen of Pesach Mitzrayim. Fight the Pesach Duris Noyim Kol Shiva. The Mishnah says, his Pesach Mitzrayim is only one night. Balay le'echod. Mashenke in the Duris of generations, you have 7 days. Fred Gemara, Maikoy, what is it going on 7 days? Ilayma Pesach, that to eat the Korban Pesach. You could eat it for 7 days. For the Gemara, Pesach Kol Shiva? Do we have a Korban Pesach all 7 days? A Korban Pesach L'Duris also is only one day. Just Erev Pesach you bring the Korban. And you only have a right to eat it that night, not further. For the Gemara, Pesach Kol Shiva Mi'ika? Do we have such a din as Pesach Kol Shiva? We don't have that.